It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing, back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Anthony Grace, the PPR monster. We have a very special episode today, Ant. I know you're pumped up. I know Kevin's going to be pumped up, and I know the listeners are going to be pumped up, too.
Everybody should be pumped up for what we're talking about. I mean, I'm so excited, Bill. I just can't wait. It's the most exciting fantasy weekend for me this year until the playoffs get here, I think.
Kevin, how you been? I know your trip from Kansas City wasn't all that great, but did you get the good barbecue?
I did. Thanks very much for asking.
All right, good. Glad to hear that. I'm sorry it was a little bit of a tough Monday night loss.
Yeah, it was a long bus ride home.
Bus ride. Listen, we have a very, very, very special episode of the Fantasy Football Champs today because this week, one of our listeners is going to win $1 million playing once a week fantasy football. This week, week five, DraftKings has the Millionaire Maker Contest with $2.5 million in cash prizes. First place by Tuesday morning is going to be a millionaire. Hit it, Kev!
$1 million.
$1 million playing fantasy football. Hit it again!
$1 million.
One more time!
$1 million.
$1 million playing fantasy football.
$1 million.
This is insane, unheard of. Oh, wait, can't wait, right? Bart Scott knows. Oh, straight cash. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Straight cash, homie.
Can't wait.
Yeah. This weekend. Not week 8, not week 10, week 5. There's $1 million.
Oh, no, you're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son.
Ice up, son. Ice up. Yeah. Steve Smith knows, too. You're going to have to ice up your bank account after you transfer $1 million over to it. All right, so there's $2.5 million in prizes. First place is taking home $1 million. Anthony, why don't you run through some of the things you can buy with $1 million?
Man, with $1 million, what can't you? Well, you know, there's a lot of things you probably can't do, but there's a lot of things you can do. You know, you can do a lot of fun things. You could buy a giraffe. I mean, having a giraffe would be awesome. Your friend's like, oh, I got a Rottweiler. Yeah. I got a giraffe, so you could do some crazy things. You could, you could fly all your friends out to Paris and throw a rave at the top of the Eiffel Tower if you want. You know, everybody would love him. Maybe Wes Welker shows up. I have no idea. inviting Stevie Wonder over. He can try to make you an omelet. That is just entertainment for you, which would be wonderful. You know what
That'd
I mean?
A good one.
Listen, if you're into the arts, you can go see a Broadway play every single day for, like, the next 20 years or something like that, you know. Get some gold toilets put in the house, maybe buy a pirate ship, go plunder some uncharted islands, rent a private plane. You can have the stewardesses dress up like Princess Leia if you're into that, and the pilots like Darth Vader. You can do so much fun stuff that makes no sense, or you can pay your bills, you know, whatever you want to do. But you'll have a little bit extra left over after you pay those bills to have a little fun with.
The point that we're trying to make here is, one, you're playing fantasy football. Two, someone is going to be a millionaire come Tuesday morning. $1 million, okay? Paid, deposited, and transferred right to your bank account Tuesday morning. FFChamps.com/Pats. That's how you get into the contest. Now, here's the deal. Let me give you a breakdown, all right? It's $27 to enter. The top 15,500 people are getting paid, and there's less than 40,000 people in this contest right now. Anthony, you know I'm not good at math, but that tells me that one in three people will win some money.
Yeah, better than one in three right now, so that's wonderful. But you know what? It's going to fill up as it gets closer and closer. I mean, yesterday there was like 20,000 people in there, so we're almost doubled up from a day and a half ago. So people are getting into it, man.
Spots are limited.
There. Definitely.
Spots are limited. Got to get in on the action now. FFChamps.com/Pats gets you in the contest. It, again, 15,500 people are going to get paid. There's only one millionaire, but the top 15,000 are getting paid. And if you don't think it's possible to win, let me remind you about our friend Sebastian. He was a longtime PFW listener, started listening to the show a few years ago, when we first got on Patriots.com. Joined FFChamps.com this year, got the free subscription by going to FFChamps.com/Pats. He used some of our strategy, used some of our advice, and he took home $25,000 just a few weeks ago, back in week two. Plus, he won a free trip to Vegas and a free entry into the World Poker Series. So today, what we're doing, we're going to spend the full hour, 60 minutes, on strategy specifically geared just to this Millionaire Maker Contest, all right? We'll have the overpriced and best buy players. We're going to go through the over and unders set by the wise guys in Vegas and have our daily fantasy sports expert, Nick Morgan, join us a little bit later to go over the players to target or avoid in those matchups. Again, Ant, we know that the games with a lot of points, the games with those high over-unders, those are the ones we want to target when we're talking about players.
Yeah, you want to focus on those high-scoring games because obviously points on the board in real life makes points on the board in fantasy life, which potentially makes you a millionaire this weekend.
FFChamps.com/Pats gets you in on the action. You'll get a free subscription to our site and all the awesome tools and rankings, plus the articles that are proven to win you money. And again, if you don't believe me, just go ask that guy, Sebastian. He won $25,000 3 weeks ago. All right, so we're doing daily fantasy strategy to start the show. It's week five in the NFL, only two teams on a bye. Last week was Bye-mageddon. Six teams on a bye. This week, only two of them, and they both stink, Dolphins and the Raiders. Thank God. I don't got to deal with any headaches.
Yeah, nobody cares. You're not starting Ryan Tannehill. You're not starting Derek Carr. You're not starting James Jones. It's a nice bye week, so it's perfect.
Some good primetime action. Packers and Vikings on Thursday night, kicking off just in a few hours from now as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio. Kind of sucks that you can't use any of the Packers in this Millionaire Maker Contest because Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers have been so friggin' unstoppable.
Yeah, that's a downfall. I started messing with some lineups, you know, the beginning of the week, just putting some together, and I had some nice lineups, I think, with, you know, some of these Packers / Vikings players, and it's a disappointment. But you know what? Everybody's at the same level. It's not like some people can use them and some people can't. It's all fair. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Sunday night and Monday night only for that Millionaire Maker Contest. The Pats, Patriots, and the Bengals on Sunday Night Football. Redskins and Chiefs on Monday Night Football. So we'll go through our primetime predictions like we did last week. That was fun. We'll go through the stardom and sit 'em. We're taking your phone calls and emails. But listen, we're holding off on taking callers for just a little bit. We want to go through this strategy, the Millionaire Maker strategy, just for this contest. And if you have a call about a DraftKings lineup or you have an email about a DraftKings lineup, we'll take it.
$1 million.
That's what the name of the game is for this episode. $1 million.
$1 million.
One of our winners is, one of our listeners is going to win it. How much are they going to win, Kev?
$1 million.
That's correct. So we're going to hold off on some phone calls. We're going to hold off on your emails. But we'll get to them in the second hour of the show, I promise, okay? We're not going to ignore you. But if you want to ask a question about DraftKings lineup, now would be the time to call in. Otherwise, start them or sit them. We're going to answer those a little bit later. The phone number is 855-728-7500. Web radio at Patriots.com. And if you're listening to the show on demand, Patriots mobile app, which is great, by the way. Love the Patriots mobile app. Maybe you're listening to us on iTunes. Always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. Anthony's at the PPR Monster. I am at Bill Enright. And we're answering Twitter questions around the clock, especially on game day. Anthony, what do you say we get into some news and notes that are going to affect a lot of DraftKings lineups and a lot of traditional lineups? Start off with quarterback Carson Palmer. Had the bye last week, went for a second opinion on his shoulder, and he's not throwing a practice this week. I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah, it's not looking too good for him this week. You know, he started throwing at the end of last week, and it seems like he just re-aggravated whatever's going on in that shoulder and the nerve, I guess. So he's not going to play. I wouldn't bank anything on Carson Palmer or Drew Stanton this weekend.
Teddy Bridgewater, as we're broadcasting live here, he's kicking off in just a few hours. Dealing with that ankle injury, looked good in week four. I don't think he plays against the Packers, so get ready for Christian Ponder. And then Jake Locker sounds like he's going to play this week. Worthless for me anyway. He's probably my least favorite quarterback. Anthony, I know you know that I hate Jake Locker.
You hate Jake Locker, but that's understandable. He's not really doing anything for you either, so yeah, he's back in. Whoop-de-doo.
Running backs that we're keeping an eye on, Jamaal Charles, Andre Ellington, both questionable. Both of them are going to play. It's just a technicality. Yeah, Arian Foster is questionable, and he played last week, but boy, was he limited, huh?
Yeah, he didn't do anything last weekend. And I'm not putting him in my million-dollar lineup at all.
No.
Just because I can't trust him.
And you know what's funny? He is the third. He's the fourth highest priced running back.
Insane.
On this list.
Insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're going to get into the overpriced Best Buy players to target this weekend just a little bit. Let's just keep going with these injuries. Ben Tate, he hasn't played since week one, but he is practicing with the Browns, and many people expect him to jump right back into that starting lineup despite the two rookies, Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, doing a pretty good fill-in work while Tate was injured. And then Joik Bell of the Detroit Lions going through the concussion protocol right now. I don't know if he's going to play this weekend, but he might. Even though it's a bad matchup against the Bills, I'm not using Joik Bell.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Joik Bell in there either. I had a couple questions on Twitter this week asking if Joik Bell is droppable yet.
And what's your answer?
Not yet. Give him a couple more weeks. You can't give up on him yet. The Lions still have a great offense. Give it a few more weeks. But if he's putting up, you know, a whole little lot of nothing in the next 2 weeks, it might be time to cut bait with him.
I think he'll be fine. Remember, Reggie Bush is also very injury-prone, and Joik Bell, to me, that offense is just too good. You can't cut a guy like that.
Yeah, they got to start stepping up a little bit. Same thing with, you know, a couple offenses. Look at the New Orleans Saints. I mean, I don't know what's going on down there, but they got to start stepping it up too.
Wide receivers now. Calvin Johnson's been limited at practice. He says he feels better. Really was just a decoy, which pissed a lot of people off, but you can't bench Calvin Johnson when he's active. Julio Jones is on the injury report with an ankle injury. Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans not practicing. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Eric Decker, another did not participate in practice this week. I think he plays anyway. And then Marvin Jones. Everyone is expecting Marvin Jones to come back this week. The poor guy, you know, he can catch balls, but he can't catch a break from the injury bug. He's questionable with an ankle injury that he suffered a couple days ago in practice.
Yeah, Marvin Jones would be a nice add to that Bengals' already explosive offense. So when he gets back in and gets healthy and gets acclimated, this Bengals' offense could be even better than they are now.
Tight ends we're keeping an eye on. Delanie Walker, questionable with a shoulder injury. He's been on fire. Put him in your lineups anyway. Vernon Davis, questionable with an ankle, questionable with a knee, and questionable with a back injury. Vernon Davis doesn't look like he's going to play this weekend. And finally, Niles Paul of the Washington Redskins has a concussion that we saw him suffer last Thursday. His teammate Jordan Reed is still dealing with that hamstring injury. They're playing on Monday night. I would do my best to avoid using any of the Redskins tight ends this weekend just because we don't know if they're going to play, and they're playing on Monday night. You don't want to see a zero in your lineup if you screw yourself over not having any players available.
Last thing you want to see is a zero in any lineup, you know, every week fantasy or daily fantasy. But, you know, speaking of the million-dollar contest, if Niles Paul cannot play, Logan Paulson, $3,000, cheapest tight end, might be someone you can sneak in there.
I got another tight end that's better.
I got
another tight end that's better at the same price. Actually, I got two of them.
Are you going Travis Kelce on me?
We're going to get to the tight ends and the wide receivers. We're going to take a break in a little bit. But I want to do the quarterbacks, and I want to do the running backs first.
All right.
All right? Let's break this contest down, Ant.
Let's do it.
Million-dollar contest, okay? FFchamps.com/Pats. It gets you the free subscription, and it gets you all the tools that you need to win this contest. $2.5 million in cash. $1 million is going out to first place. Now, you get $50,000 virtual money. Let's say Peyton Manning costs $9,000. You now have $41,000 to fill out the rest of your lineup. I know we've been doing this for a couple of weeks, but if anyone out there is new to this, we put a video up on FF Champs. We put a video up on YouTube. It's on Football Nation. You just type in how to play daily fantasy football. And I did this quick little video that is a step-by-step guide. It's perfect if you just want to get started. And to be honest with you, this is the contest that you want to get in because there's so much prize money available, and it's only $27. All right, best buy quarterbacks. These are the quarterbacks that have good matchups, and they don't cost a lot of money. These are the quarterbacks that you should use when you're setting your lineups this week. Best buy quarterbacks. I got Andrew Luck, $8,700. Anthony, he is leading all quarterbacks in scoring, and yet his salary is fifth for the position. I don't know, that's a head-scratcher. $8,700 for Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I can't believe that I saw him, you know, not at the top of the list on quarterbacks this weekend. I know he's got a little bit tougher matchup compared to Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford. But, man, Andrew Luck, he's averaging 30 fantasy points a game right now.
Yeah, insane.
It's tremendous value for what you're paying for him.
Next, Jay Cutler. Okay? We saw what the Joe Flacco, people, did to the Panthers last week. Jay Cutler, $7,700, has a lot better weapons than Joe Flacco. Big Ben Roethlisberger, $7,400 versus the Jaguars. Jacksonville is giving up the most points to opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, Jacksonville, they're horrible. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, he was my first quarterback I'm put into one of my lineups, and I'm using him in a couple different lineups. I love the value for Ben Roethlisberger this weekend.
Smart man.
Jacksonville Jaguars suck against the quarterback. They're not going to get any better before Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're a good offense. They got Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton, Le'Veon Bell. They got someone everywhere. Heath Miller's even playing like him old self. Anybody on the Pittsburgh Steelers, really, is going to give you great value against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Best Buy quarterbacks, he's my absolute steal of the week. Phillip Rivers for $7,000 versus the New York Jets, okay? Gangrene absolutely getting torched by opposing quarterbacks. They've given up 9 passing touchdowns in 4 games. They are getting lit up and down the field. Their DBs are terrible. They can stop the run. They're great run stoppers. But when it comes to stopping the quarterback, boy, are they struggling.
Does anybody get less respect at the quarterback position than Phillip Rivers does? This guy, $7,000. How can you even do that? I mean, this guy's been putting up numbers every week. He puts up numbers against the Seattle Seahawks. That should show you right there that he's going to tear apart the New York Jets.
The Jets have given up 18, 32, 21, and 24 points to opposing quarterbacks. Now, I do have a big risk, small price on here. Because let's say you want to load up at running back, load up at wide receiver. You don't want to spend a whole lot on a quarterback. How about Kyle Orton, named the new Buffalo Bills starting quarterback, $5,000 versus the Detroit Lions. And he is the lowest priced starting quarterback for week 5.
Yeah, it doesn't get lower than $5,000. Kyle Orton, he's got a tough matchup, but he is a veteran. He's not like some rookie coming off the bench, playing in his first game in Detroit against a defense that is surprisingly the best at stopping quarterbacks this year. So Kyle Orton, one of those cheaper guys that you can get a good value on.
All right, now, overpriced running backs. These are the overpriced quarterbacks. These are the passers that I think you should stay away from. Peyton Manning, $9,200, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams coming off a bye. I know there's no doubt that Peyton is the best fantasy quarterback for 2014. All right, Andrew Luck's creeping in. That being said, is he going to be the best in week 5? He better be, because he's $9,200. That's $2,200 more expensive than Phillip Rivers. And I think they're going to have very similar points. So if you're going to use Peyton, you better expect one of those 7 touchdown games like we saw from him last year. Because $9,200, way too much money.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, the most expensive player overall in your DraftKings lineups this weekend. And $9,200, that's almost 20% of your entire budget you can use on one player.
Yeah.
Just not worth it.
By the way, if you're using someone like Peyton Manning, just keep in mind who the Arizona Cardinals have at defensive back. Patrick Peterson, Ted Ginn Jr., the Honey Badger. Okay, it's not like it's a rollover defense like the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Cards have a very good defense. Matt Ryan, $8,100 versus the New York Giants. Atlanta's offensive line is really banged up. They were using tight end at right tackle the other day or against the Vikings. I wouldn't touch Matt Ryan this weekend. Colin Kaepernick, $7,800 versus the Chiefs. I can't understand why they have him priced this high. He's higher than Jay Cutler, higher than Big Ben, higher than Phillip Rivers. To me, Colin Kaepernick, he hasn't had more than 15 fantasy points all year. I don't know why he'd be ranked so high. And then Geno Smith, $6,700 versus the Chargers. The fans want Mike Vick. Rex Ryan says he's going to go with Geno. Regardless, you're not using Geno Smith at $6,700.
No, you shouldn't use Geno Smith, even if he's $5,000. Chargers have a lot better of a pass defense than people give them credit for or might even know, so don't use any Jets quarterback in your lineup.
All right, now, best buy running backs. These are the rushers across the NFL in Week 5 that have good matchups and have good price points, okay? So we're going to start off with the best, the number one running, I can't say the best, but right now he's the number one running back in the league, and he's scoring over 100. He's rushing for over 100 yards. He's gotten at least one touchdown in four straight games, and that's DeMarco Murray of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, DeMarco Murray. Oh man, this guy looked great last year. We're worried about his health so far. I mean, he's putting in work. He's got what, over 500 yards total rushing on the ground. He's getting in the end zone basically every single game. This guy is someone that you should have in your lineups just because he is possibly the most consistent player in fantasy football right now.
That's what's, I don't know if it's surprising to me, but the fact that, you know, he's outperforming guys like McCoy and Jamaal Charles and players of that caliber, $7,500, it sounds like a lot, but based on his production, it's really not. He's the third highest priced running back this week. Charles and Forte are ahead of him, and I have Murray ranked higher. I also have Giovanni Bernard as a best buy running back, $6,700 versus the Patriots. We saw what Jamaal Charles did in the passing game. Remember, it's a full point PPR, people, and Giovanni Bernard catches the ball out of the backfield. I love Rashad Jennings this weekend at $5,500 versus the Falcons. We saw Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon run all over Atlanta in Week 4. Rashad Jennings coming off a very limited action, not because he was hurt, but because they were winning the game last Thursday night, has plenty of time to rest, didn't get a lot of carries. I think he's a really good price at $5,500. My absolute steal, though, is Ahmad Bradshaw. $4,000 taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Bradshaw gets into the end zone every single week, and he's still one of the cheapest starting running backs. I think that's an absolute steal. My big risk, small price guy, Kyrie Robinson, $3,000 versus the Buccaneers. The reason why I included him in this article is because I think the Saints are going to look for a big bounce-back game. They had an embarrassing loss against the Cowboys. Robinson should have plenty of chances to cross that goal line. And for only $3,000, you're not looking for a big explosive player. You're just looking for a solid guy that can get you between 10 and 14 points, and that's what Kyrie Robinson can do.
Yeah, you got a guy in your lineup for $3,000 at the running back, wide receiver, tight end position. If they're giving you double-digit points, like you said, somewhere between that 10 to 15 range, that's a good week. If they do anything over that, you know, you hit gold basically with who you put in there. So Kyrie Robinson could be that guy this week. They're almost in a must-win situation, the New Orleans Saints, just to contend for the rest of the season. They're going to have to play hard, and they're always a lot better and score a lot more at home, which is a plus for Kyrie this week as well.
Sticking with some strategy for this Millionaire Maker contest, remember, it's ffchamps.com/pats. Get you in on the action, first place to taking home $1 million. Moving over to overpriced running backs, Jamaal Charles, terrible matchup against the 49ers, $7,600. If you're going to go with an elite back, go with DeMarco Murray. He costs $100 less. Monte Ball, $6,500 versus the Arizona Cardinals. They have one of the best run defenses in the league. I'm staying away from Monte Ball. Donald Brown, same situation with him. I know he's the only guy in the Chargers' backfield. He's only $5,400, but the matchup is brutal. Teams cannot run against the Jets. You can pass, but you can't run against the New York Jets right now. And then Toby Gerhart, just because he stinks, $4,800 versus the Steelers. The Jaguars' offense is absolutely terrible. Toby Gerhart has yet to eclipse 45 yards in one single game this year, and those are your four overpriced running backs for this DraftKings contest.
Yeah, got a lot of value in those best buys, and you got a lot of guys that you definitely want to avoid. A lot of guys with really tough matchups. Like you said, Donald Brown's one of those guys, and Toby Gerhart, they're going to get the majority of touches for their teams, but they're not going to do anything with him, it doesn't look like, this week, especially Toby Gerhart. He is what, you know, what Jake Locker is to you, Bill, Toby
yes.
Gerhart is to me. You know what
okay.
I mean? I finally dropped him in my league that I have him in this week for, like, Austin Davis, I think. So
wow.
That's how much I hate Toby Gerhart.
All right. Now I can relate to that. You mentioned you brought up Jake Locker for me. Now I can relate to how much venom you spit toward Toby Gerhart.
I do. I have to. I didn't want to, but now I have to.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. If you have a question about this millionaire contest, millionaire maker contest, please give us a call. You can also email webradio@patriots.com. We got Paul in the Twin Cities has a daily fantasy football question. Hey, Paul, what can we help you with?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Yeah, just had a question on daily strategy in terms of diversifying your lineup. When I play daily, baseball or basketball, I'll often have multiple guys from the same team. But in football, the ball can only go around so many times. And two guys that really am high on this week are Rashad Jennings, who you were just talking about, and also Larry Donnell. His price on another large website haven't really corrected to the point where it's, too high. So my question is, would you have any hesitation or discomfort in when you're making your lineup, throwing in Jennings and Donnell? Because I'm thinking, Donnell could get an early score, and then if it gets out of hand, as you were talking about the running game, I think that Jennings could have a good game as well. Any problem with using two guys? I wouldn't go more than that to three, but I think two would be okay. What do you think?
Paul, you bring up one of our most important strategies when it comes to daily fantasy football at DraftKings. We love stacking quarterbacks. We love stacking players that are on teams that are going to score a lot of points. Now, your stacking lineup here with Rashad Jennings and Larry Donnell, you're skipping out on Eli Manning, which is fine, but you are stacking the two biggest playmakers that the Giants have, and that's Rashad Jennings in the rushing attack and Larry Donnell in the passing attack. We saw Donnell score three touchdowns. By the way, he didn't start himself in fantasy football last week. Lost his matchup because of it. He started Vernon Davis instead. He would have won if he started himself. That's just absolutely mind-boggling to me. You draft yourself on your own team, or maybe you picked him up, and then he didn't play himself. But anyway, my point is, that's a fine strategy, and that's one that we suggest doing. And when we get back from break, we're going to go through our best buy wide receivers, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be obvious, but who matches up with their quarterbacks? For example, Antonio Brown is making my Best Buy wide receiver list, and guess who I had as a Best Buy quarterback? Ben Roethlisberger. Here's another one. Phillip Rivers was my absolute steal. I'm going with Keenan Allen this week. We got some more that we're going to get into. So, Paul, I absolutely appreciate you giving us a call. That's a great idea. You don't always have to go with quarterback, running back. Sometimes you can go with running back, tight end, quarterback, wide receiver, mix it up a little bit. But the key is to get players that are on teams that are going to score a lot of points. And that's what our friend Nick Morgan is going to join us a little bit later to go through. We're going to go through the overs and unders, and we're going to identify the teams that are going to score a lot of points in week 5. So, coming up after the break, best buy wide receivers, best buy tight ends, overpriced wide receivers, overpriced tight ends. We're just getting started here, folks. Millionaire Maker Contest in Week 5, ffchamps.com/pats. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. It is week 5 in the NFL. Can't believe September really flew by. We're already in the first week of October. And really a quarter of the season, fantasy football season anyway, goes to week 16, is in the books. Hard to believe. But we're helping everyone with their lineups. So again, if you want to give us a call a little bit, 855-728-7500. Ideally, it's a call about DraftKings because that's where we're going to focus on. We're going to go through our wide receivers and tight ends, best buy and overpriced. But I do want to help Gary in Virginia. He's been on hold for quite a long time. Hello, Gary. How you doing today?
Hello.
How you doing, Gary?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Man. We appreciate that.
Hey, I've been in a struggle for the past 4 weeks. I'm all in four, but first year doing fantasy. And I started listening to you guys. I love the Patriots. Perhaps I know for the Patriots, I kind of not made me do good for the fantasy football.
Yeah, they've been struggling on offense for sure.
Yeah, they haven't been doing that well. I mean, I drafted, I have Tom Brady, Butler, Cortez, Eddie Lacy. I drafted Fitzgerald, but I had to drop him because Cardinals are not going to him.
Gary, what can we help you with today, buddy?
My starting lineup.
Okay.
I don't know who to start. I have, as a flex, I have a Monty Ball, or should I start Ivory or Eddie Royal?
Monte Ball, Chris Ivory, or Eddie Royal. You know, Anthony, you said it best a couple of weeks ago. When Eddie Royal starts scoring, he does it in bunches. And he had four TDs in the last two games, back-to-back games with two touchdowns. Monte Ball coming off a big game, a bye week. Eddie Royal coming off a big game. Chris Ivory has been getting it done each and every week. Who are you going with here?
Out of these three guys, right now, I'm liking Chris Ivory the most. I think he's been the most consistent. Like I said, Eddie Royal, he's got a few good games in a row, but after that, he's kind of, you know, nothing for a while again. So he's got a nice matchup, but personally, I'm taking Chris Ivory. He's the hot hand. The Jets said once someone gets a hot hand in the backfield, we're going to take them and ride them. Yep. Chris Ivory is that guy. He just seems a lot more explosive than Chris Johnson right now. He can do everything. He can catch. He can run. He scores long touchdowns. So Chris Ivory would be my flex position in this lineup.
All right, so there you go, Gary. Go with Chris Ivory. Anthony Grace gives you his grace for that PPR, for that move in your flex spot. All right, if you're just tuning in, Millionaire Maker Contest at DraftKings. You get in on the action by going to ffchamps.com/pats. Someone is going to be a millionaire Tuesday morning. And by the way, our friend Sebastian is going to call in a little bit. We're going to go through some of the process that he went through once he won that 25 grand. Say how he got the money, you know, it went right to his account. We'll go through some of that just to give you a little bit. Sometimes it's good to attach a voice to a story just so you don't think I'm making it up for some reason. So Sebastian is going to call in a little bit. All right, back to overpriced and Best Buy players. Let's start off with, let's go back to the wide receivers here. Best Buy wide receivers. I love him, Brandon Marshall, $7,200 versus Carolina Panthers. I said Phillip Rivers is one of my Best Buy. He was my absolute steal of the week. Love this stack right here. Keenan Allen woke up last week in a big way for over 100 yards. Only $5,700 or $5,800 taking on a New York Jets team that's terrible against the pass. Anthony, this is one of my favorite stacks of the week. Keenan Allen and Phillip Rivers.
I think I have a San Diego Charger player in every single one of my lineups, either a wide receiver or Phillip Rivers. Keenan Allen, I have a bunch of them. Love Keenan Allen. He's definitely the number one there. He's going to get himself going. I mean, not playing horribly this year, but, you know, it could be a little bit better. But he started off slow last year, too, and started coming to his own getting towards the middle of the season. So a game against the Jets, nothing's going to get him going like that.
Some other Best Buy wide receivers. I like Michael Floyd in what's supposed to be a very high-scoring game with the Denver Broncos. Floyd will only cost you $5,300. My absolute steal, Kelvin Benjamin, the rookie for the Panthers, $4,800, playing against the Bears. The rookie has three touchdowns in four games and is averaging 18 fantasy points per contest. I don't know why he's so cheap, but he is. You should take advantage of it.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin, this guy's on fire this year, looking great. $4,800, I mean, you cannot beat that price for someone who's putting up such great production.
My big risk, small price, is Andrew Hawkins of the Cleveland Browns. He's $3,500 taking on the Tennessee Titans. This guy is a PPR machine. He's the only reliable receiving threat on the run-heavy Browns offense. There has not been a game where he's caught less than six passes. And every week, he scores 13 points or more. Remember, it's a PPR format. So those six catches for 60 yards, boom, you're getting 12 points right off the bat. If he gets into the end zone, that's just a nice little bonus. But for $3,500, you're looking for a player that can get you a minimum of 12 points. You're going to need 200 points to win this contest. So if you're using your flex on a player that's $3,500, those 12 points go a long way when you're stacking up on some other players that you know are good for 30, 40 points a game.
Yeah, Andrew Hawkins, like you said, great, great pickup for Best Buy, you know, low price, high risk, great reward. Andrew Hawkins, he's going to catch a lot of passes, still's got to find his way into the end zone. He's got to get in there eventually. I mean, why not this week? It'd be a perfect week for him to do it for everybody.
All right, now, overpriced wide receivers. Calvin Johnson, I said it for Peyton Manning. I'm going to say it for a tight end. $8,200 for Calvin Johnson this weekend. If you're willing to pay that much, you better damn be sure that he's going to finish as the number one wide receiver this week, because that's what he's priced at. It's way too expensive for someone that is a decoy in week four. I think he's going to be fine, but I don't think he's going to be the number one wide receiver this week. Andre Johnson's another one. $6,400 for the, again, taking on the Cowboys. His best game of the year, he scored just 15 points. Not enough bang for your buck with Andre Johnson. Vincent Jackson against the Saints, $5,900. If it wasn't for a last-second game-winning touchdown last week against the Steelers, V-Jax wouldn't have had double-digit touchdowns this year in fantasy. Wouldn't have had double-digit fantasy points. It's crazy. I have double-digit TDs here on my notes. So I meant double-digit fantasy points. I got to make that change. DeSean Jackson, $4,600 versus Seahawks. Jackson, very disappointing outside of the game against the Eagles, and I don't think he can be trusted against the Legion of Boom in Seattle.
You can't trust DeSean Jackson this weekend, or Vincent Jackson. Like you said, Andre Johnson kind of dealing with a little bit of a nagging injury like he always is, so you're not really sure. And DeAndre Hopkins just seems to be the guy that they're going to in Houston, and he seems to be becoming the main man. So Andre Johnson, I know he's, almost $2,000 more than DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Not a good play. And same thing, like you said, with Calvin Johnson, $8,200. For $100 less at $8,100, you can get Antonio Brown. I don't know what other argument I have to make right there. Antonio Brown is outplaying Calvin Johnson. He's running circles around Calvin Johnson this fantasy season.
It's funny that you bring up DeAndre Hopkins, and it's funny you say Calvin Johnson again, because I wanted to bring up both of their teammates. DeAndre Hopkins, $4,800. Golden Tate, $4,900. I just couldn't fit any more. I really wanted to use Kelvin Benjamin as my absolute steal, but Golden Tate, DeAndre Hopkins, both really good for that price too.
At the wide receiver position this weekend for your daily lineup, for your million-dollar lineup, there's a lot of great wide receiver value you can get in that $4,500 to $5,500 value, and it's
100%.
Great. Yeah.
100%. Best buy tight ends. All right, we went through the overpriced wide receivers, best buy wide receivers. We did quarterbacks and running backs. One more position to get to. Let's go to the tight ends now. Julius Thomas, $6,900 versus the Cardinals. Let's all, for the sake of argument, assume that Jimmy Graham is the number one tight end in the league. Not just this week, just in the league. Thomas, very close second, all right? He's only going to cost you $700 less than Jimmy Graham at $6,900. Larry Donnell, Paul brought it up in the last segment, our caller from St. Louis, or Minneapolis, I don't know where he was from. where was he?
Somewhere, I don't know.
Paul, the guy that called.
Really,
Larry Donnell was $5,700 versus the Falcons, coming off a 3-touchdown game. Listen, it's very clear that Eli Manning loves throwing to Donnell in the red zone. Delanie Walker, $4,300 versus the Cleveland Browns. Walker has scored in 3 out of the 4 games this year, and he's really the only reliable option on the Titans' passing attack. But my absolute steal is Travis Kelce, and Patriot fans, you saw this guy firsthand on Monday night. $3,000 for Travis Kelce, are you kidding me? His matchup is awful, but he's such a big part of that Chiefs passing attack. You can't ignore it.
No.
This guy looks like a freak athlete. And remember when everyone picked up Julius Thomas last year and he was the pickup of the year? I think it might be Travis Kelce this year. Him or Larry Donnell. It's
Travis
between
Kelce.
Those two.
Travis Kelce looks great, man. I mean, Dwayne Bowe actually contributed last week, which was shocking. But, you know, outside of them throwing to Dwayne Bowe every once in a while, Travis Kelce is the guy that's going to be touching the ball if it's not Jamal Charles or Niall Davis. I mean, those are the options that the Chiefs have. And Travis Kelce is just playing out of his mind this year, and I don't see it stopping. Even against a tough team like San Francisco, someone's going to catch passes. It's going to be Travis Kelce. Even if he doesn't get in the end zone and he catches you 7 or 8 passes for 60, 70 yards, it's PPR. Like you said, don't forget, it's PPR. That's 7 to 8 extra points you could potentially get in.
My big risk, small price, Dwayne Allen of the Indianapolis Colts, $3,000. He's found the end zone in back-to-back games, scoring 3 of his first 4 games of the year. But the problem is he's sharing time with the fellow tight end, his teammate, Kobe Fleener. So that's why he's a little bit of a risk this weekend. But the price is right. The price is not right. The price is wrong for Jimmy Graham. So I wanted to say, you know, Fuck.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, I want. Yeah.
It does have the same effect, but, you know, we got where you're going with this.
Jimmy Graham, $7,600 versus the Buccaneers. We set it for Peyton. We set it for Calvin Johnson. And we're going to say it for Jimmy Graham. He's the best tight end in the league. But if he's not going to finish in the number one in week five, there's no point of paying all this money for him. $7,600 is just too much, okay? Niles Paul, $5,100 versus Seahawks. We don't know if he's going to play. And Jason Witten, $4,200 versus the Texans. His best game of the year, best game, was just last week. And he caught five passes for 61 yards, a whopping 11 fantasy points. Okay? $4,200, you get a guy like Kelce for $1,200 less, and Kelce might double what Witten did on his best day this year.
Yeah, Jason Witten does not look like Jason Witten of old this year. It's sad, but you know what? Jason Witten, avoid him definitely in your daily fantasy leagues. This week and probably from here on out, I mean, unless he starts catching fire, he's just not Jason Witten of last year or years past.
Nick in Boston has a question about DraftKings. Welcome to the show, Nick. How you doing?
Guys, how was your weekend?
It was good, man. What do you got for us today?
Dude, my weekend was great, man. I put up 173 points in for one of my rosters on Daily Fantasy and won two tickets into this contest.
Oh, great.
For the price of $7.
There you go.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
So you basically have a free entry into this weekend.
Two of them.
Two
free entries, and I only had to spend seven total on the satellites that got me those. So
that's great.
You know, you finish in the top, I don't know, 50 or whatever of some of these satellites, and you get a free ticket. So
that's awesome.
I played the odds. But anyway, I have a question about super stacking on the Steelers this weekend. Do you guys like the idea?
We do like the idea. Ben Roethlisberger was one of our best buy quarterbacks. Antonio Brown, I thought I had him on the list, but I didn't. His price is right, considering that he's getting, I don't know, over 100 yards and two touchdowns every week. And I also like Le'Veon Bell. The matchup against the Jaguars is beautiful from every position for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Nick, that's a great idea. That's another great stack this week. To go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think they're going to be a little angry, don't you, Ant, coming off that loss against the Buccaneers last week?
Tough one for them, you know, that loss against Tampa Bay. They're going to come down, and Jacksonville, I mean, they were going to beat up on them to begin with, but it's going to be even worse. And another guy on the Pittsburgh Steelers, Marcus Wheaton for $3,300, another spot with the wide receivers. You're getting a lot of value for a little bit of money. So if you want to stack some other positions, you know, spend more money on your running backs and maybe on your tight end and your quarterback, Marcus Wheaton, another guy to look at, $3,300.
Now, I know we're having a little problems with our phone. Kevin's going to fix it during our break. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. I want to bring on our good friend Sebastian. Sebastian from Canada, longtime PFW listener, new FF Champs member. He is the guy that I told everyone about that in week two, he won $25,000 playing DraftKings. Sebastian, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. How are you guys?
The reason why I wanted to bring you on, because when people hear, oh, you could win $1 million, what are the chances of that? What are my odds? I'm not going to win. And, you know, people start to get a little bit negative. First of all, it's tremendous odds, okay? Eventually, the spots are very limited, and they're filling up fast. Okay, so people can go to ffchamps.com/pats and get in the contest. Right now, I'm guessing that it's going to be one out of every five people are going to win some type of money because payouts go all the way to $15,000. When you won, Sebastian, you finished in third place out of what, 62,000 people?
32.
All right, so cut it in half. Yeah. Third place out of 32,000. You took home 25 grand. Why don't you tell everyone what happened that weekend, what you were going through with the Monday night game, and how you thought you were going to end up losing, and how much did you win by, like a hundred-tenth of a point?
Yeah, exactly. You say it was a tenth of a point. So the guy who finished in fourth was a tenth of a point behind me, so 1 yard for the weekend.
Right, and, one friggin' yard.
The guy who finished in fifth place was 4 yards over the weekend, so 0.4 points behind me.
Now, when you won that money Monday night, how fast was it in your account?
They managed to wire it into my bank account here in Canada about 36 hours later.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, pretty sweet.
And then how's everything with the trip? You also want a trip to Vegas. How's that planning? And are they taking care of all the airfare and the hotel and everything, I'm assuming?
Absolutely, yeah. They basically deposited money into my DraftKings account to settle the airfare.
Okay.
And the rest is... I took care of the booking for the plane myself, and the lodging and everything they're taking care of for the week in Vegas.
That's awesome. So what is it? It goes to your DraftKings account, and then you just transfer it right to your bank account through PayPal,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be easier taking advantage of when you win money over there. It's not like they hold on to it and say, why don't you play a little more? They don't give you a hard time. You win that money, it's yours within 36 hours. That's pretty amazing. Now
you asked about my weekend that weekend and kind of how it all shook down, or
yes.
Yeah. So one of the really great things about obviously daily fantasy football is, you know, you're not bound to your players. Whatever happens, my original lineup had a Michael Floyd in it, and when I heard that Carson Palmer was not going to play, well, I was able to just switch out Michael Floyd and put in two other receivers that I thought were going to do well, and ended up doing extremely well that way.
Who were those two receivers?
I ended up being able to switch out Michael Floyd and get a little bit more of extra money that way, and ended up going with Crabtree and Edelman.
Man, monster games.
More than made up, yeah.
Yeah. Sebastian, when you're getting prepared for this weekend, have you checked out the Best Buy overpriced article? Are you looking at our rankings?
I have, yeah. The first thing I do, I jump to the FFCPI page, and I look at the discrepancies between where the rankings are, for example, the QBs, and where the rankings are in terms of salaries that are costing for the week. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that there are some pretty impressive discrepancies between those two lists right now.
Yeah, so that's one of the new things that we have, is it takes our rankings and it puts the DraftKings salary next to them. So right now I'm looking at, let's say, Philip Rivers, okay? I have him as my number three.
Don't give away all our secrets.
Sebastian, I got to try to help. Listen, we helped you win some money. I want to see you win some money, more money, but we got to help everyone listening too. Philip Rivers, for example, is my number three ranked quarterback, but he's only $7,000. And you can see there's guys like Nick Foles. Or 8,500, and I have him ranked 11. So it's very easy to see who I value more based on their overall performance and not just based on their salary. So that's a good little tip.
If you look at right now, I think Philip Rivers on DraftKings, probably around the 10th or 11th most expensive quarterback.
Yes.
And he's playing at home against a not very good pass defense in the Jets. So,
correct.
Choice is pretty simple, I guess.
So, Sebastian, you don't have to tell us who you're using this weekend, but tell us how many teams you're entering into this Millionaire Maker Contest.
So far, I've built up three different rosters.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to add a few in there where I mix and match players from those rosters. So I'm going to stick to the, 27 guys I have right now.
Okay.
And maybe mix and match a little bit just to cover myself if one guy has a good day, and you know, to make sure I have the most possibilities of everybody having a good day on my team.
Well, listen, if it's you next weekend, that's great, but I'm telling you, one of our members is going to call us next week and say, hey, I won $1 million playing at DraftKings. Sebastian, you were one of our first success stories. We appreciate you giving us all the props that you do on Twitter, and best of luck to you this weekend playing the Net Millionaire Maker Contest.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you guys, and I hope to hear from somebody also calling in next week saying they won the million.
There you go. See, he's not a greedy person. He wants to hear of other people taking home some cash. Sebastian's going to have fun playing in Vegas also. He's got that free entry into the World Series or the World Poker Series. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Nick Morgan is going to join us to talk about the over and unders and the players that you should target in the matchups with high scores or low scores. And that's all coming up next right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
going to do a quick little strategy segment here with our good friend Nick Morgan, who covers daily fantasy for FFChamps.com. He always takes a look at the over and unders for the matchups this week. Nick, thanks for joining us today. How you been?
Good, Bill. How you doing? How you doing, Anthony?
What's up, Nick?
Just looking forward. I'm so pumped about this weekend. It's just I've got, you know, multiple computers and lineups on all of them, and I just trying to figure out that perfect lineup.
Nick, we asked Sebastian, who was the $25,000 winner in week two, how many lineups he's going with. So we're going to ask you the same question. How many? You don't have to tell us who's in your lineup, but just tell me how many lineups do you have so far?
Right now I have 9.
Wow. All in this contest?
Yeah.
You are the best.
I'm trying to whittle it down to 6, but I've got 6 registered, and then I got 3 more that I'm tweaking right now.
Anthony, how many do you have?
I got 10 in there right now, actually.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, you know what? I threw $50 on there the first week of the season. I bankrolled. I played a lot of small contests these first couple weeks. Built up a little bit of a bankroll. I'm basically going all out with what I got on there right now and banking to make a little bit of cash. I mean, hopefully a million. You know, if not, make a little bit of money. I'll take what I can.
All right, so Nick.
There's so many options. It's amazing this week.
Nick, each and every week you take a look at the lines that the wise guys out in Vegas put together. The over and the others. You identify the games with, you know, they're expected to score a lot of points. You identify the games that aren't expected to score a lot of points. This week, pretty interesting. Usually you have a couple games with over 50 points expected, but I think for week 5, there's only one.
Yep, there's only one. They actually raised it a half point up to 51, and it's the Atlanta at New York Giants game.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, everything else is in that, you know, 45 to 50 range. There's not even a lot of really low-scoring games, but I love this, the Falcons-Giants game. It just screams out fantasy points.
All right, since that is the highest projected score, combined score, why don't you talk about some of the players in that matchup?
Well, of course, with Eli coming in with 36 points last week, gotta like him at 7,500. Rashad Jennings, he had a slow week last week, but that was really just they had rushed him so much the week before. I think they took the advantage to rest him.
Right.
And at 5,500, he's great. He put up 176 yards the week before, 26.6 yeah. fantasy points. And at 5,500, I'm locking him up. Of course, Danell is on everybody's, you know, lips. He's a little pricey at 5,700, but when you really look at it, he's easily good for 6 to 7 catches, probably 70 yards, and at least one touchdown. That's 20 points. And at his $5,700 price, that's only $285 a point. I mean, that's, you know, so his overall price is a little high, but when you look at his fantasy point production, it's great. And I'm even climbing on board the Victor Cruz wagon a little bit here. The last 2 weeks, he's been up in the high double digits. He's had he had 25 points against Houston and 20 points against Washington. I think he and Eli are starting to click in the West Coast offense, and he's relatively cheap also at only $5,800.
Now, for the Falcons, it's really just 3 players. You're not going to use any of their running backs. You're not going to use any of their tight ends. It's basically just Julio Jones, Roddy White, and Matt Ryan.
Yep. I mean, I really like Roddy White. He's had 14 targets last week. He only had 4 receptions, but he got 73 yards and a touchdown. He's 5,800. Matt Ryan is a little pricey at 81, and just as you mentioned a little earlier, Julio is showing up on the injury report. You know, I'm sure he's probably going to play, but he's pricey too at 8,000. I'd much rather have Antonio Brown than Julio at 8,000.
All right, so the Falcons and the Giants, one of the highest projected scores of the weekend. Who's one of the lowest projected scores?
Strangely enough, and it's a game where actually I love a lot of players in it, and that's the Jets and the Chargers.
Yeah.
It's that you don't want to play any Jets, but you got to play Rivers, Keenan Allen, Eddie Royale with Cheese, and Donald Brown on the bench, and his 2 yards for Perry. But so even though it's only a low-scoring game, I think it's it came in at 43.5. But it could be, you know, 40-3.
Right.
So I really like Rivers, especially at 7,000. And you were talking about the stack of Rivers and Allen. I love that, too. The other low-price game, which is the Bills and the Lions, they're saying 44 points. I think it could be 24 points.
Wow.
Especially if Calvin is still hurt. It could be your typical 14-10, I'm going to take a nap during this game type game, you know, where it's just Detroit's running backs are kind of in flux. The Bills, you never know who's gonna get the points there.
Right.
Kyle Orton, he might not remember how to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins isn't as bad at the price, but I think this game could be real low scoring, especially if Calvin's not 100%.
Nick, if you had to pick one stack this week, who are you going with?
One? I think I got to go with Roethlisberger and Brown.
Yeah.
And I actually have one team where I triple stacked it and gone with Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown.
Wow.
Because Jacksonville, excuse my language, sucks.
Yeah. Well, Nick, we certainly appreciate you doing the article. You can check it out at ffchamps.com/Pats. Best of luck to you in the Millionaire Maker Contest. Hopefully you'll be one of the people calling us next week saying you want a big chunk of money.
Hey, listen, I'd love it if any one of our listeners gets to call in and say that, because that would just, I mean, it would make me happy that I potentially helped someone win $1 million.
There you go. All right, so there's Nick Morgan. Check out his stuff. You can follow him on Twitter, @Bodog, and you read his stuff at ffchamps.com/Pats. Very interesting, Anthony, with only one game getting an over-under line of over 50.
Yeah, that's very, very shocking. I mean, that Denver Cardinals game is another game I can kind of see going over that 50-point mark. I mean, Denver obviously can score, and Arizona has weapons on it as well. So that's another one I can see going over. But, you know, I mean, these guys in Vegas know what they're doing. That's why they're getting paid and making money off of this stuff. So, I mean, they might know something we don't, but you never know. I mean, all it takes is a couple long touchdowns, and games can go crazy. Kickoff returns, so, you know, choose your lineups very carefully. You gotta be perfect this week. I mean, virtually you have to be perfect to win $1 million. That's what it comes down to.
And we're getting plenty of emails, webradio@patriots.com. You can give us a phone call, 855-728-7500. If you're not listening to us live, you can always hit us up on Twitter. We're answering questions around the clock, especially on game day, @FFChamps. Anthony's @ThePPRMonster. I am @BillEnright. We're going to go to Josh in Virginia. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Doing pretty good, fellas. How about yourselves?
Doing all right.
Good, man.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and fire these off, because as usual, I know you guys got plenty of people to get to.
Okay.
All right, so should I start Larry Donnell or Greg Olsen in my tight end?
I'm going with the hot hand, Donnell.
Donnell, all right. And in my flex, Macklin Gore or Emmanuel Sanders?
What kind of scoring?
Standard scoring.
Macklin, Gore, or Sanders?
Yeah.
I don't have a good read on this one. Macklin's my 29th ranked receiver. Gore is my 21st ranked running back. Sanders, 21st rank wide receiver, so it's between Gore and Sanders for me. I'm going to go with Frank Gore in the standard, leave Emmanuel Sanders on the bench. Anthony, you disagree with that?
That really is a toss-up one. I mean, Frank Gore being the running back would probably be the best bet, but Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, non-PPR, yeah. Yeah, Frank Gore, non-PPR, I think is going to be your best bet. He's got the best chance to get in the end zone.
Yeah, there you go. Emmanuel Sanders still hasn't scored a freaking touchdown this year.
Yeah, that's insane.
What else you got, Josh?
All right, and in my other league, Travis Kelce or Owen Daniels?
Kelce.
Oh, man. Kelce.
Right on.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the phone call, Josh. Best of luck to you this weekend. Travis Kelce, folks, I mean, if you didn't watch that Patriots game last night, I'm assuming, or Monday night, I'm assuming a lot of you did, 9 targets, 8 catches, 93 yards and a touchdown. He scored in back-to-back weeks.
Travis Kelce, can't sit him.
No, can't sit him. Can't do it. Especially now, ooh, excuse me, I just yawned right in your ear as you're listening. Especially since his teammate, Donnie Avery, is getting sports hernia surgery. Now who's Alex Smith going to throw to? It's one less guy. It's Jamaal Charles, it's Travis Kelce, and then it's Dwayne Bowen. That's it.
Yeah, that offense has nothing going for it other than Jamaal Charles and Travis Kelce. So, I mean, Travis Kelce is an every week play from here on out, basically.
You know, I'm reading another news item here about Teddy Bridgewater. Adam Schefter reported early Thursday morning he wasn't going to play. Now the St. Paul Pioneer Press, signs seem to be pointing toward Teddy Bridgewater starting against the Packers. It's just crazy. I don't understand. We can't get a good grip on this, and it's really unfortunate that we're broadcasting live, and most people are going to be listening to us on demand, so by that time it's going to be a waste of a point anyway. But it would just be so much easier if I knew Teddy Bridgewater was starting or not. I don't know if I should take him out of my rankings.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, even if he's playing, odds are you're not starting him in your league. Maybe if you're in a two-quarterback league, but it's still kind of premature to be starting Teddy Bridgewater.
I just want to, you know, be able to put that green arrow on Christian Ponder. I know people are dying to start him.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit. I'm looking at the waiver right now, just knowing if I could pick him up or not.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to jump into some emails now. Anthony, do you have any loaded up on your screen?
Yeah, I got one ready to go right now. Coming in from Matt. Says, hey guys, love the radio show and the site. Appreciate all the advice you guys have been given. Dropped Palmer and picked up Eli Manning. Good move last week, that's for sure. But still would like to try and improve my quarterback and maybe my tight end. All right, so what he's saying, got two opponents who express interest in trading with me, need help making a trade offer to either one of them, hard time evaluating and determining a good trade offer. So that's going to be a tough question to answer. His team, Brady, Eli, Dez Bryant, Emmanuel Sanders.
Who does his opponent want in the trade?
All right, so opponent number one wants Michael Crabtree from him. All right, this guy's got Roddy White, Percy Harvin, Reggie Wayne, Golden Tate, McCoy, Ellington, Trent Richardson, Ertz, Jordan Reed.
Clearly needs a wide receiver, right? It sounds like Roddy White was his best receiver. He wants to give up Michael Crabtree. He wants Michael Crabtree in return. I'm guessing he's not going to give up a wide receiver. So try to get someone like Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill would be a nice pickup for you. That would definitely solidify your stable of running backs.
I mean, if you want to start off a little higher, go with Ellington. Maybe you package Crabtree and, I don't know, someone like Forsett for Andre Ellington, or maybe you buy low on McCoy. If he can somehow swing McCoy for Crabtree and Sproles, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, trading is an art. It really is. It's a back-and-forth kind of thing. It's a dance. You don't want to give him your best trade offer. You want to kind of lowball him, see what you got, and go from there. You can't just say, all right, I'll give you Crabtree for what you want right away. It doesn't happen that way. It's a little bit of a dance you got to do.
Got to dance with the lady that brought you.
That's it, man. And his second trade potential is either Dez Bryant or Emmanuel Sanders to another team with the potential to pick up Russell Wilson, Wes Welker, Brian Quick, Eddie Lacy, Frank Gore, Vernon Davis, or Dwayne Allen.
Well, if he gives up Emmanuel Sanders, that means he's getting rid of, I don't know how many. Does he tell us how many wide receivers he has? He'll be all right with Michael Crabtree and Dez Bryant. This guy doesn't really – I mean, can you get Frank Gore for Emmanuel Sanders? It seems like this guy only has two running backs. I don't know if he can trade with that second team.
Yeah, you're not going to get much value out of that team unless you get another wide receiver in return, and it's just kind of like tit for tat at that point.
Yeah, I'm not trading with that second team. If anything, I'm trying to buy low on LeSean McCoy. Go with him, Michael Crabtree and Darren Sproles, or Michael Crabtree and someone like, I don't know, C.J. Spiller. Give him Michael Crabtree and C.J. Spiller. If you can get McCoy for that, I'd do it.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy, obviously not playing like a number one pick, but that offensive line is just decimated. They've only had one offensive lineman from their starting five from last year playing this year. I mean, everybody's hurt. They're getting Lane Johnson back from suspension this week.
Yeah.
You know, I believe Todd Harriman's is coming back as well this week. And Kelce and
all big news.
Mathis all coming back in a couple weeks. I mean, McCoy's primed for a big second half.
All right, next email. Who do we got?
Next up, we got our buddy Higgins, formerly of Hopkinton, now in Seattle. He says, hey, guys, Brady troubles. Oh, man. I moved to New England and started watching the Patriots the week after Brady took over from Bledsoe. Now that I just moved to Seattle a week before the season. Coincidence?
Possibly.
All right. So, Calvin Johnson and Nick Foles cost me my undefeated season, and I have a brutal matchup this week. Line of question in a standard league. One running back, one flex. From Reggie Bush, Shane Vereen, Ben Tate, Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin.
Well, we need one running back. Unfortunately, I'm going to say Reggie Bush because I just don't trust Shane Vereen in the standard format right now.
Yeah, Shane Vereen has just crapped the bed the last 3 weeks. You got to take a chance on someone like that, and Reggie Bush is your best bet, especially with Ben Tate not being 100% as of today. And in that flex, Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, like we were saying before, that guy's just playing like a man possessed. I don't think you can put him on your bench.
No, you can't. I mean, he's just he might win offensive rookie of the year.
Right now, he should. I mean, and I don't even think it's that close right at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, all right, let's move on. Neil in PA says, good afternoon, guys. Need help setting up my running back and flex spots in a couple leagues, all non-PPR. So two leagues, needs running backs and a flex in both. League number one, he's got Gio, Matt Asiata, and Alfred Morris. He's going to need two running backs and a flex.
All right, well, two running backs in a standard league? I can't sit Gio. I just can't. He's too good. And I'm going to go with Alfred Morris, even though it's against Seattle. I can't sit either of those guys.
Okay, now, for his flex, you can go with either Asiata or Kelvin Benjamin, Michael Crabtree, Darren Sproles.
See, that's tough, too, because I really want to put Asiata in this lineup, but I don't know if I can sit Benjamin.
Yeah, I mean, Benjamin is just one of those guys. Asiata looks great. He's been playing good the last 2 weeks. But Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, he's just doing it every single week.
Yeah.
On a consistent basis. So, I mean, I'm going to say Kelvin Benjamin's got to be your flex in that first league.
Yeah. I'd have to leave in Benjamin in that one.
All right. League number two, we need a number two running back between Stephen Ridley, Toby Gerhart, Jeremy Hill, and LeGarrette Blount.
Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill. That guy's been looking good the last couple of weeks. And, you know, last week against the Patriots, the Chiefs, both Chiefs running backs, Nile Davis and Jamal Charles, looked great against them. So
Great point.
You're going to get something like that going again, I think, this weekend.
Jeremy Hill, only $3,000 in DraftKings.
Yeah, another huge value for your potential million-dollar winning lineup this weekend.
There you go.
All right, next question coming in from someone who calls themselves the Jackal. Ooh, Non-PPPR league, which is the better Bills running back to keep, Spiller or Fred Jackson?
Spiller.
Yeah, I agree with that. Spiller's got a higher ceiling right now. Also, is Asiata a better start than C.J. Spiller?
Is Asiata a better start than C.J. Spiller this week? Yes, he is. This week, he is.
Yeah, this week, totally agree. He's definitely a better start. All right, next up, our buddy Andrew C. from Cali. Hey, guys. First off, thanks for all your help this season. I'm trying to stay afloat with all these injuries and the Peterson debacle. I have been offered Justin Hunter and Jeremy Hill in a PPR league for DeAndre Hopkins. I wouldn't do that deal. DeAndre Hopkins, again, number one receiver. I mean, Jeremy Hill's good, but Justin Hunter's giving you nothing.
Yeah, I'm not doing that deal.
No. No, don't do the trade. Basically, that's his question. Should I do that trade? Andrew, love your questions. Short and sweet. Nice. Hang on to DeAndre right now.
There you go.
Butters up next. Our buddy Butters.
Fellas.
Says, hey, fellers. All PPR leagues need one tight end. Fleener, Clay Harbor, Jared Cook, Garrett Graham.
PPR, I'm going to go with... I wanted to say Clay Harbor, but... Can I really suggest using him over Fleener? I don't think so.
I think Clay Harbor would be the bottom of these four for me. I mean, Garrett Graham's got the Dallas Cowboys, the worst defense against tight ends. I mean, they look horrible against tight ends. And Jared Cook going against the Eagles, he's getting a lot of looks every week, too.
I can't trust Jared Cook. I can't trust Garrett Graham. The only reason why I say Clay Harbor is because the guy got 8 targets last week, caught all 8 of his passes for 69 yards. No Mercedes Lewis, no Cecil Shorts, no Marquise Lee. We know Toby Gerhart stinks. Blake Bortles throwing to? Alan Hearns and Allen Robinson? At least Clay Harbor, you know he's going to get 7 to 10 catches this weekend. Fleener's been hot. I like the matchup. I guess I'll go with Kobe Fleener, but don't be surprised next week with this same kind of tight end group. I'm going to tell you to be going with Clay Harbor.
All right. One running back and one flex from the following. Justin Forsett, Droik Bell, CJ2K, and DeAndre Hopkins.
No Droik Bell, no Chris Johnson. It's between DeAndre Hopkins and Forsett.
Well, you need one running back and one flex, so there you go.
There you go.
Justin Forsett and DeAndre Hopkins.
Perfect.
And finally, two wide receivers, one flex. Brandon Marshall, Julian Edelman, Kelvin Benjamin, Emmanuel Sanders.
Two wide receivers and a flex. Marshall in, Benjamin in, flex zone, Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep, 100% agree. I mean, that's four strong wide receivers, so that's nice to play with every week.
Yeah, that's killer.
Definitely.
Killer to have those options.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it's one of those things where you just have too many choices, and that kind of kills you too because you're just kicking yourself or saying, oh, I should have played this guy over, you know, this other guy. But, you know, if everybody's scoring points for you, sometimes it is a problem when everybody's going off.
You know what? It's good that he has a clear-cut number one with Brandon Marshall, and then he has three wide receivers that are all in the same tier. So it's not like he's deciding between a wide receiver ranked 30 and 35. He's deciding between two wide receivers that are ranked 15th or 20th. In my opinion, that's a good problem to have because either way, you're really not going to go wrong. And if one scores 3 points more than the other one, it's not going to cost you your week.
Right. Yeah, that's the worst thing. As long as it doesn't cost you your week, definitely a good problem to have. Next up, we got James from Georgia emailing in. He says, what's going on, guys? Is it too soon to give up on McCoy and start Jennings or Zach Stacy over him?
I think that's absurd for people to be jumping ship on LeSean McCoy already. Anthony, you ran through the list of injuries that he had on the offensive line. They played a really tough San Francisco 49ers run defense. I know McCoy's talented. I know Chip Kelly is going to figure out creative ways to get him the ball more. I can't jump ship on Shady McCoy. He was my consensus number one running back entering the season, and I still have him inside the top five. Even with DeMarco Murray and Le'Veon Bell and all these other guys, Matt Forte playing much better, I still have faith in McCoy.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, if he's not on your team, it's a good thing to try and go out there right now and get him on the cheap, but if I have him on my team, I'm not panicking yet, but I'm starting to get closer just because, I mean, how hard is it to get 50 yards rushing? I mean, he's putting up Toby Gerhart numbers, and we all know how I feel about Toby Gerhart. Obviously, McCoy's got a bigger skill set, but he's got to start getting on point in his next 2 weeks, or it's going to be a real, real, real worrisome week 7 and bye week for people with LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You invested your first-round pick in him. You're not benching him yet.
No, you can't. Unless someone offers you something that just blows you away and you get 2 or 3 starters for him, maybe it's worth it at that point, depending on what you're getting. But, you know, don't panic yet. He's got 2 weeks till his bye week. If he's still looking like this going into the bye week, then it might be time to get your hand closer to that panic button.
There you go.
James also wants us to pick one out of Cordarrelle Patterson, Vincent Jackson, or Golden Tate.
Golden Tate.
Yeah, does. Man, Cordarrelle Patterson, what's going on with him? They are not getting him the ball at all, and that
week
is
one.
Just... Yeah.
It was only week one, right?
He had and that was just one long run, which he should have been tackled 4 or 5 times when he watched the replay. So, Cordarrelle Patterson, man, it's sad seeing that he's not doing much when he has so much potential, and he's such an explosive player. They got to get the ball in his hands.
I'm with you.
They got to get that guy going, so... all right, next up, Kevin from Maryland. He says, hey, guys, I'm in a PPR league. Return yards and return TDs count towards individual players as well.
I like that.
All right, need 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs, and a flex. All right, so two running backs out of Shane Vereen, Andre Ellington, Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, Ahmad Bradshaw.
Bradshaw and Morris. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. Ellington and Bradshaw.
Okay. Two wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green.
Stop. Yes, okay. Right there.
And we need one flex out of the remaining running backs, which was Vereen, Martin, and Morris, and Cordarrelle Patterson, Eddie Roy, Michael Floyd, Roddy White.
It's between Morris and Floyd to me. Who do you like?
Michael Floyd. I mean, in a PPR league, I do like Michael Floyd a lot. I mean, it'd be hard to sit him in a game that I think is going to be one of the higher scoring games. And if Denver goes up big early, which they potentially could, Michael Floyd's going to be getting a lot of targets and a lot of balls thrown his way. So Alfred Morris's matchup with Seattle just scares me. Michael Floyd is going to be the guy because Kirk Cousins looked like crap last week, and Seattle's going to try to exploit him. He's going to need to prove to the Seattle defense that he can pass on them. They're going to stack the box until he can start throwing on them, and if he can't, Alfred Morris is not going to get much going this week.
All right. Okay, I'm with you. I like your train of thought there.
But, you know, Alfred Morris, he's playing like Alfred Morris of his rookie year, which is what I love to see.
Next email, did you see this one from Jim in Connecticut?
I just opened it right now. Go ahead, you read this one out, Bill.
He said he missed last Thursday's show, and it feels like half of it was, quote, start Romo over Cousins, which maybe 50% of the people that emailed in asked us that question, and we all told him the same thing. Start Romo over Cousins, and boy, did that work out in everyone's favor, huh?
Everybody who started Romo, good job. If you started Cousins, you got to start listening to us.
Anyway, Jim's in a half-point PPR league. Pierre Thomas, Brandon Cooks, Jordan Matthews, or Michael Floyd? You got to go with Michael Floyd here.
Yeah, the only person I can see making an argument for maybe is Brandon Cooks, but yeah. Michael Floyd is more consistent right now.
We do have to take a break, but I noticed some phone caller people waiting on the line, so we're going to go to Avi in Miami. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Avi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Avi?
Hey, I was one of those guys that started Kirk Cousins over Romo.
Even though you called us last week and asked us, and we told you to go with Romo?
You guys told me to go with Romo. You know, I'm like, let's do Cousins this time. So I'm calling back to apologize.
Oh, okay.
But don't apologize to us. I just registered in DraftKings for the first time.
Did you use our link?
Yeah, I did, man. I did.
I don't know. I don't see any Avi in Miami on our registration page.
I don't know. Maybe I got my full name there, but I just through FS last
night. So. I'm just busting your chops. Congratulations. Welcome to the team, and best of luck this weekend. I hope you win $1 million.
Yeah, man, one team. That's all I'm doing, one team. And there's only one suggestion I'm not taking. I'm picking a sleeper over Kelsey. That's it.
Wait, you're taking what?
Taking another tight end over Kelsey, someone that's really cheap. You know. But, I'm excited for it. But listen, I got one question, and I'll let you guys go.
I need
two receivers for a standard team, five guys, and my guys are Demaryius Thomas, Piercy Harvin, Michael Floyd, Brandon Cooks, or Calvin Benjamin.
To me, it's Demaryius and Kelvin. I could see why you'd want to start Percy, though. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas definitely has to be in there. Kelvin Benjamin, like we said, is playing superbly right now. Percy Harvin's the only one I can see making an argument for. But I'm sticking with Kelvin Benjamin. He's just too hot right now to sit.
Yeah, that's what I have right now. And one more thing. For the same standard league, I need – three running backs, and I got these four studs. I got Matt Forte, Le'Veon Bell. I got Rashad Jennings, which I love.
You can stop right there. They're my number one and three running backs for this week. Put them in
your lineups. Yeah, because I'm not use one of my Ten Commandments, and it's like my first pick, Lonte Ball. He's gonna be on the bench this week.
That's all right.
All right, that's perfect. All right, guys, I hope I win. Talk to the trash.
Best of luck to you, Avi.
Good luck, Avi.
Staying in Florida, Avi was in Miami. Todd's in Jacksonville. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. So, going just quickly, get their break. I've got starting Phillip Rivers, Le'Veon Bell, Demaryius Thomas, and Randall Cobb. I need one running back and a flex. So, running back, out of your choices are Monte Ball, Kerry Robinson, Joyke, and Sproles.
Monte Ball.
Okay. Even
Thank you. You know, I appreciate that, Todd. I really do. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So flex then, it got Carey, Joy, Sproles, Golden Tate, or Brandon Cook.
Golden Tate.
And man, my Patriots are killing me. So I know it's kind of sacrilege to say sit Gronk, but he only got that touchdown saved him last week, and now he's starting to time with Garoppolo.
It's very frustrating. If you're a Patriots fan, I do feel like I go through this every year when it comes to Patriot fantasy football players, though.
I feel like I go through it
every year with all the Pat fans out there. September comes around, and everyone wants to say that the Bills or the Jets or the Dolphins are going to win the AFC East. And every January, I'm watching the Patriots in the AFC Championship, and it's because Tom Brady is still Tom Brady, and it doesn't matter if he's throwing to Julian Edelman, Aaron Dobson, or Josh Boyce, who's not even with the team anymore. The guy just gets it done. So, Patriot fans, we didn't really talk about the bad loss on Monday night, but just take this word of advice. You have Kyle Orton, Geno Smith, and Ryan Tannehill to compete with in the AFC East, okay? You don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
With those quarterbacks as your contenders, as your opponents in this division, that's why everyone calls it the AFC Easy, because it is.
Right.
So don't worry about your Pats. They'll be fine. They're going to make the playoffs. You'll be okay.
I was talking about Gronk. You worried about him at all this week against those Bengals?
No. My number four tight end this week.
Number four. All right.
He's got a touchdown in back-to-back games.
Show up a little bit. Don't embarrass us again.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right, Todd. Appreciate the phone call. Anthony, Patriot fans, every single year I got to deal with these guys. They want to dump Tom Brady. They don't want to use Julian Edelman anymore. They think Gronk's a bum. And I always have to remind them, you got nothing to worry about. It's only 4 weeks into the season. It's only September. Kevin, do we not deal with this every year? Where's Kevin? Is he fixing something? I don't even know if he's there right now.
I think he's putting in work, fixing on something. But, yeah, you know what? The Patriots, every single year, it doesn't matter what they look like, they're going to make it into the playoffs. And when it gets down to crunch time, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they get their stuff together. They get their heads on straight, even if they're a little bit on the swivel going into the playoffs. And they compete. I mean, like you said, you could almost book it every single year. AFC Championship game, you're going to see the New England Patriots in there. I mean, he could have Julie Louis-Dreyfus throwing to instead of Julian Edelman, and Tom Brady's still going to get those Patriots into the playoffs.
Do you think that this weekend Andy Dalton has a good game against the Pats this weekend on Sunday night?
I do not.
Do you think AJ Green has a good game?
I want to say yes. Him and the running backs in Cincinnati are the two guys.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, Andy Dalton obviously is throwing him the ball. But, I mean, even though Alex Smith looked good against the Patriots last week, the Patriots are one of the better teams at stopping quarterbacks and the passing game. So that's going to factor in. And, you know, Bill Belichick is going to watch that tape over and over again, and he's going to tell these guys, look, get it together or you're not going to be playing. Because, you know, he doesn't take any flack. He'll sit anybody. He does not care. So if someone's looking like garbage in the beginning of that Cincinnati game, he's going to put somebody else in, and someone else is going to step up for them to make them look good this week because they got shellacked last week in Kansas City.
Back to the emails we go. Jack in London might be the easiest email or the simplest to read. How's it going, guys? For Set Ivory Hill, non-PPR.
Love
very,
it.
Very, very simple. I'm going to go Chris Ivory here.
Yeah, Chris Ivory's got to be the guy. I like him a lot this week.
All right. Next emailer says, help. And from Adrian, I made a trade of Fitzgerald for DeAndre Hopkins. I've been trying to get rid of Fitz for a while. Did I make a good trade? Yeah, that's a good trade.
I think about the same.
I like DeAndre a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot more upside with DeAndre.
Shane Vereen is on the waiver wire. Should I pick him up? Some other players on my bench. Jerick McKinnon, Ben Tate, Toby Gerhart, Brian Quick. Drop Toby Gerhart, pick up Shane Vereen.
Yeah, definitely. Get you. I mean, he's not playing like he could, but once he turns it around, you're going to be happy you dumped Toby Gerhart for him.
Fabrizio says, use two, multa bene. Pick two, Demaryius Thomas, Pierre Garçon, or Eddie Royal.
Definitely going Demaryius Thomas. In this situation, I'm going to stick with Eddie Royal Just because that Seattle defense, like I said, Kirk Cousins has to prove he can throw.
Yeah.
If he can't throw in the New York Giants defense, I don't know what's going to happen against the Legion of Boom back there. And if you got Richard Sherman locked up on Pierre Garçon, he's shutting down everybody, basically. I just don't have faith in Kirk Cousins right now against a defense as stellar as the Seattle Seahawks.
Fabrizio's not going to like this one because I like Pierre Garçon over Eddie Royal. Pick one in the flex, Andre Ellington, Alex Smith. Or Pierre Garçon, or Eddie Royal. It's tough because we...
Right. I mean, I'm going to go Andre Ellington in that flex position.
You always go with the quarterback, Anthony.
God, Alex Smith, man. I understand where you're coming from. I mean, but Alex Smith just... He doesn't do it for
against
me.
The Niners? Yeah, you're scared? In his worst game this year, 200 yards and one touchdown, he had 13 points. What will it take for Andre Ellington to get that?
It's what, 70 yards and a touchdown. So,
yeah.
I mean, being a two-quarterback league, I definitely am not anti-playing Alex Smith. I don't trust him. For some reason, something just rubs me the wrong way about him.
See, I like him because he's playing against his former team. I think they looked really good against the Patriots. And you know what? Jamaal Charles catches a couple screen passes, runs for a touchdown, Travis Kelce in the end zone. That makes up his day right there.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Jamaal Charles can do what he did last week, then yeah, Alex Smith will be a great play. I mean, there is that revenge factor in there, so you know he's going to be playing hard against those San Francisco 49ers that kind of just dumped him when he was what 8-1 or something like that for Colin Kaepernick. They're like, get out of here.
Yeah. Isaac, Ike, and Charlotte, sup, Bill and Ant. Thanks for your advice and to Steve Smith. I went 2-0 in my leagues and also won $150 in DraftKings. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Thanks for doing what you do and winning me money. See, how about that for a nice little email from Mike? Just telling us that he won some cash and he wanted to praise us. He wanted to give us some thanks. I like
thanks,
that.
Thanks,
Ike. Joey G is in a 10-team standard league, needs two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex. We're basically setting his whole lineup here outside of his quarterback. Two running backs, Rashad. I'm just going to read them to you, Ant. Rashad Jennings, Chris Ivory, Kyrie Robinson, Jeremy Hill, Crowell, Andre Williams.
Jennings and Ivory. Ivory for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Two wide receivers: Alshon Jeffrey, Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin. Who you got? I'm going to go with Jeffrey and Sanders here, and I'm going to put Benjamin in the flex. I'm going to go with Gronk as my tight end.
I agree with those three wide receivers between Gronk and Kelce. Gronk's on the better offense, and again, like I said, they're going to be out for blood this weekend, I think, and Gronk seems to be getting the end zone every week the last couple weeks as well. I'm going to stick with Gronkowski right now as well.
Jacob needs some help with the flex position for the million-dollar contest at DraftKings. Oh, he also needs a defensive question. He can go with Michael Crabtree in the Rams, Rashad Jennings in the Chiefs, or I'm guessing Ben Tate, or it might be Golden Tate. And the Broncos. I don't know which Tate he'd be going for there.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Rashad Jennings and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Rashad Jennings, I think I have in almost every single one of my lineups. The Chiefs are one of those cheaper defenses that, as they proved last week, they can score some points. They can make some turnovers. They can, if they get to the quarterback, they can get a couple sacks for you. And they might be able to, the Niners aren't as explosive as we thought they were going to be this year. So the Chiefs, if they can hold them to a lower score, maybe get a couple turnovers. I mean, we know Rashad Jennings is going to go nuts against that Atlanta defense that can't stop the run.
Next email is from Harley. He says, "Hey guys, I've been listening to y'all every week. My name's Harley. I am from North Carolina. Thanks to y'all, I'm 3-1 in one league, 4-0 in my other." There you go. Hey, Harley,
right.
Putting in that work, doing well. I have a question for this week. Who do I start at wideout? Vincent Jackson, Golden Tate, Terrence Williams? I think this one's easy.
I'm going to go with Golden. I mean, Golden Tate. You
Golden
gotta stick with Golden Tate.
Tate. Golden, Golden Tate.
He's the
Golden
best receiver Tate. on the Lions Tate. Right now.
I love Golden Tate this year.
Yes. Yeah, great. Especially in a PPR league.
A couple emails. Is that it? Are we done with emails? Did we get to all of them?
I think I got nothing left right on my screen, so I think we're
wow.
all good.
Wow, that is impressive.
Man, we never get through all the email. It's wonderful.
We did a great job today.
Yeah, we make dreams come true. That's what we do. So I'm glad we can get it to everybody's question.
Very efficient.
Definitely. So how many teams are you putting in the million-dollar contest, Bill?
Oh, man. You know.
All it takes is one.
I won a lot of money in week two. Same week Sebastian won a lot of money. I won a lot of money that week. And then week three, I blew a lot of it.
I was just being
really stupid and just doing some things that you really shouldn't have been doing. And I learned my lesson. So week three, I scaled back a lot. And now I'm ready to play again in week four. But I'm not going to do – I might just do only five lineups. You and Nick are crazy. 9 lineups, 10 lineups. I don't have that kind of money.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's just what I want off of there, so that's what I'm going to use. I'm not putting any more bankroll of my own up in there. And, you know, if I lose this weekend, it is what it is. But got to spend money to make money. I'm going to take some chances. And, you know, like we said, it looks like one out of five is going to win money. So if I can get two of my teams up in, you know, in that top 1,000 or so, get myself a couple $100 out of it, that'd be great. Obviously, $1 million would be a little bit better. But, you know
what I saw last week? What, obviously, you know, it's a rhetorical question. What I saw last week was very, very interesting, and I don't suggest doing this because it takes some big, you know, cojones to do this. There was this guy, and I do the, you know, the turn $27 into $100,000 contest every week that they have.
Yeah.
There was a guy, I'm looking at the standings, and I see this guy, like, has... A play, you know, like he has like 15. His name is there 15 times in a row, all with the same score, and no one else in between them. I'm like, how the heck did this happen? I'm looking at it. The guy submitted the same lineup 15 different times, the same exact lineup. Now that takes balls, my friend, because what he did was he was so confident that he would win money from that contest, he ended up winning. Let's say, I don't know, I think it was $100 for each lineup, and he had 15 of them. So what is that, $1,500?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty ballsy to do. But yet, if you're really that confident in your team, maybe it's a little bit more strategic to do it that way instead of doing five different teams with all different players.
Yeah, you know, you got to be extremely confident in your team, but I feel like the way life goes for me a lot of times is if I feel extremely confident in a team, you know, everything that can go wrong that week will go wrong for me. You know, it's like I'll make the best lineup. Oh, you know, FFCPI, I got every position. I got three guys in the top 10, and then they all just get shut out.
Well, I had a really good lineup last week. Going into Monday night, I had 107 points. And I had Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Rob Gronkowski go, and I thought for sure I was going to finish in some serious cash.
Yeah.
And I won squat.
Wow.
Won nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Tom Brady really is holding people back this year in the fantasy world, which is tough. I mean, we just got another email in from our buddy Ryan about a Tom Brady question. He says, scoring system, non-PPR, 5 points for a touchdown, 1 point per 25 passing yards. My current quarterback is Tom Brady, and you can assume how that's going. 14-team league. Here's the available quarterbacks. Cousins, Austin Davis, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Blake Bortles, Mike Glennon, Brian Hoyer, Kyle Orton. Is there anybody on that list you would feel comfortable picking up and playing over Tom Brady this week or any time in the future?
Are you nuts with this question? Who is this?
This is an email we just got in from Ryan.
Mark him as spam. I'm not taking any more Ryan's questions the rest of the year. Mike Glennon? Austin Davis? Are you kidding me?
And our buddy Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. Well, that's not that bad. I missed that one.
Kirk Cousins could be, yeah.
Ryan,
yeah.
You're better than that, buddy. Stick with
Brady. Come on, man. All right, we got a couple more emails just getting sent in real quick. Here we go. One from our buddy Dan out in Arizona. Quick question. Steelers or Patriots defense this weekend?
I like the Steelers defense playing against the Jags, man.
Yeah, it's Jacksonville. It's just one of those things. When you see Jacksonville, your eyes light up. Anybody you got on that team against Jacksonville, throw them in your lineup. Next up, we got James. Hey, guys, I need help on this offer I got, 12-team standard. This guy wants to trade me to Demaryius Thomas for DeSean Jackson, Martellus Bennett, and Stephen Ridley. Should I do it? So he's getting Demaryius Thomas, but he's giving up Deshaun, Martellus, and Stephen Ridley.
I do that deal. What is Deshaun Jackson these days? What is Stephen Ridley these days? Martellus Bennett is good, but, yeah, I'm going to do that deal.
Yeah,
he has Julius Thomas.
He's already got Julius Thomas. Yeah. But still, I mean, you got a top-tier tight end and a top-tier wide receiver you're getting out of that deal, and Deshaun Jackson is nothing. I mean, outside that 80-yard touchdown he caught against the Eagles week four, he's not doing anything this year.
Yeah, I go for that. I got an email here. I just want to jump in. Shelly86 chimes in. He sends it to my personal email account, which is fine. Is it time to cut bait on Justin Hunter? I say yes.
Yeah, Justin Hunter.
Should I drop him for a guy like Marvin Jones? I say no.
You know what, Marvin Jones? I got a question today from someone on Twitter. Similar, they said, "Is Odell Beckham or Marvin Jones worth picking up yet in any leagues?"
No. And the answer should be Marvin Jones, but then he got hurt this week. Listen, he was supposed to come back on Sunday, which would have been great, pick him up. But then he got hurt.
Yeah, already, which is not a good sign when he's already out with a foot injury and to re-aggravate something on his his lower extremities.
Right.
Not what you want to see. And Odell Beckham, he intrigues me because I think the Giants are sitting him. They want him to be 100% healthy when they bring him in. Understandable. And now that this offense seems to start to be clicking more and more as the weeks go on, Odell Beckham is one of those guys that if you have a bench spot to stash, especially in a PPR league, I think Odell Beckham could be doing some big things in the second half of the season.
I'm going to wait until he's healthy for more than 36 hours.
Yeah, no, I'm not picking him up yet, but I know, I play in a league that's like 10 bench spots deep. I mean, I don't have a problem stashing him if you got bench depth like that, but just another guy to keep your eye on out there in case you're looking for something and you need something.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Potentially. So
And then he says, Shelly also says, name one player that you simply cannot leave off your DraftKings lineup this weekend. One player.
For me, it's either Rashad Jennings or Giovanni Bernard.
You know, I was all in. I don't want to dissuade you here, Ant. I've used Gio a lot in DraftKings. He's helped me a lot. But I can't leave Antonio Brown off my roster. He's just too stinking good right now. I think Rashad Jennings is a good suggestion. I think Gio's a good suggestion, but I can't live without Antonio Brown. I need him.
As far as a wide receiver, I mean, that guy is going to get you guaranteed points. Even if he doesn't get in the end zone, he's going to catch you 8 passes. He's going to get you over 100 yards. I mean, if he stays healthy and the team's not up 45-0 at halftime and they take out starters, you're getting at least 18 to 20 points from Antonio Brown easy. And he can put up 30-plus points if he goes off like he has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So that was from Shelly86. All right, back to the other emails here.
All right, going back to it, I got one from Rensis. I think that's it's Rensis. It says, "Hey, Bill and Ant, I need a defense for the rest of the way. I have Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but Philadelphia, San Diego, and Kansas City are also available."
I'll take San Diego against the Jets, sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's got Baltimore. Oh, and Pittsburgh against Jacksonville, too. So I think Pittsburgh or San Diego, you can't go wrong with either way.
Yeah.
Bodog Nick just sent us in a quick email. He said on the crawl on the NFL Network, Christian Ponder is going to be starting tonight.
Oh, all right. So good that we have that information finally. It's about time.
Christian Ponder. Everybody get out there and pick him up if you need him.
No.
God. That was sarcasm, everybody. Please don't really do it and then email us next week, please.
Yes, that's what will happen.
It's Christian Ponder. All right. Mike Perry.
Just for a point of reference here, I have Christian Ponder ranked 30th this week, and there's two teams on a bye, so that just tells you how much I have faith in Christian Ponder.
Not at all. All right, Mike Perry emailing in. He says, "Hey, guys, I need two flexes, full-point PPR, Reggie Bush, Matt Asiata, Eric Decker, Sammy Watkins."
Eric Decker, Sammy Watkins. I'm going to tell you to go with Matt Asiata here.
I love Asiata tonight.
I like him a lot, too.
He's going to get a lot of touches, and especially with no Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, they're going to have to feed him the ball. They really are. So I love Matt Asiata tonight. And between Eric Decker, Sammy Watkins, and Reggie Bush, who else would you throw in a flex?
I guess Reggie Bush.
Yeah, in a PPR league, I mean, Sammy Watkins, that Detroit defense said earlier, number one against stopping the pass as of now in the NFL. So Sammy Watkins is going to be in for a tough week. And Eric Decker, I mean, they're going to throw the ball. They're going to be coming from behind. So Eric Decker is going to get his looks. But again, it seems like every single game he's going to the sideline with a hamstring or some sort of leg injury. And I just don't trust him.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I am absolutely with you there.
All right. I mean, that's.
We have any more emails? I think that's it.
That's everything I got.
We did a great job today, I'll tell you. Did a whole hour dedicated to Daily Fantasy. Again, if you want to get in on the Millionaire Matchmaker Contest, $1 million. Why do I keep saying matchmaker? Millionaire Maker. $1 million to first place, $2.5 million in cash prizes. Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Yes, exactly. And by Tuesday, you can be a millionaire just by playing Daily Fantasy Football. Get in on the action by going to ffchamps.com/pats. Now, last week we started a tradition. What was it, the primetime pick'em?
The primetime pick'em.
What was our records?
You, sir, Bill, are in the lead at 2-1, while myself and Kev are both 1-2, and that's from your
yes.
sweet Giants pick'em.
Thank God I went back and changed my mind because I didn't want to have the same picks as you two dopes. So I went back and I changed my pick, and that really worked out. Unfortunately, all three of us picked the Patriots, and that was probably the worst pick out of all of us.
Yeah, they made us look stupid last
week,
that's
really
for sure.
Yeah, they really did. Worst pick of the week.
Hey, new week, it's okay. We're going to start over. So tonight we got the Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
Kevin, are you around for this?
What's that, Bill?
Are you around for the picks, the primetime pickskin?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, good. Who are you taking tonight, Packers, Vikings?
I'm going to take the pack.
I think we're all going to take the pack here.
I'm taking
the
pack as well. Yes, sir. Packers.
Sunday night. Now, listen. Be careful because the Patriots.
I think I always will be a Packer.
Yeah, until he's a Jet and then a Viking and then a, you know, whatever. What was I about to say?
Sunday night. Bengals. Patriots. Foxborough.
Yes. Now, watch out. Because the Patriots, they made us look like fools last week, and that's why I have one loss. That's why you guys have two losses. So be very careful. Bengals, Patriots. Kevin, who are you taking?
Take the Bengals.
Wow. Anthony?
Yeah, my gut's must say in Cincinnati. I mean, the Bengals, they look good. Haven't given up a sack at all this year. That offensive line is solid. Got one of the best running backs in the game in Giovanni Bernard, A.J. Green on the outside. No one can really cover him. I'm going to go with Cincinnati as well.
Good. I'm glad we can differ on one pick because I'm going to take the Pats. Monday night, Redskins, Seahawks. Go. One of you. I don't care who. Kevin.
I'm going to go with the Hawks.
Oh, you got the Monday night theme playing, huh? I like that.
Got it all, man.
Good move. Anthony, you taking Seahawks too?
Yeah, Seahawks in a blowout.
In a blowout?
Blowout.
Now, listen, if all three of us...
I think there's a good chance that both the Sunday and Monday night games are blowouts.
Nah, see, if all three of us picked the Bengals, good thing I took the Patriots, because I was going to take the Redskins just to be different, but now I don't have to do that because I took the Pats. So, once again, I'll take the Seahawks, too. Defending Super Bowl champs, I think they're going to do it against the Redskins. But I think I don't think it's going to be a blowout, guys. I think it's going to be a close game. You'd be surprised here.
I hope it is. I'd rather see a game that's more competitive than, you know, that's what it's going to be. An extra week to prepare. Russell Wilson, he's one of the smartest quarterbacks in the game. I mean, I just love watching that guy play.
All right, so Kevin, do you have any fantasy questions that you need answered?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, wow. Very confident this year.
4-0 and 2-2.
Wow,
I'm good.
Very proud of you. Very proud of you, Mr.
Keeps
Collins.
Rolling, baby.
All right, good for you. You have any cool stories about KC you want to tell us quickly?
None that I can say on the air.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them off the air then. Sorry,
that's even
people.
Better.
That's one of the benefits of being friends with Kevin Collins. Get all the inside scoop.
Yeah, the youth of America doesn't need to hear about this stuff.
No, they do. They do not, Anthony. Good point. All right, gentlemen, final thoughts before we go. Kevin, what do you got?
I just hope that, I'll say it's closer than two touchdowns on Sunday night.
Okay, Anthony, what do you think?
I don't have a lot to say. I mean, I'm focused on my own teams, but I'm more focused on winning $1 million this weekend, to be honest with you. I mean, if I lose a couple leagues, I might not even notice if I win some money. So stack those lineups, make them perfect, get seven figures in your bank account in 36 hours.
$2.5 million in cash prizes with $1 million going to the first place winner. FFChamps.com/Pats gets you in on the action. I want to thank Kevin Collins and everyone from Patriots.com Radio, my co-host Anthony Grace for doing a tremendous job as always. And on behalf of everyone at FF Champs, thank you for listening and best of luck in week 5.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.